Now let's discuss that further with Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist, joining us from Bristol. Mr. Gosling, welcome to the program. Let's begin with this. At this point, it is a clear indication that months of U.S. aggression against Yemen have yielded no strategic gains whatsoever. If anything, the Yemeni armed forces are only expanding their capabilities and reach. Would you say Washington's military campaign has not only failed to achieve its goals, but has actually backfired?
Well, look, it was the proxy war that the Saudis and the Gulf states were waging against Yemen for most of the last decade. This has toughened up the Yemeni people. Obviously, there's tens of thousands, some say hundreds of thousands of civilians killed in that. But let's also remember that Yemen is actually one of the oldest civilizations on the planet, that these people are highly cultured. There are many, many UNESCO World Heritage Sites in Yemen. This is a nation that the world should respect, that the world should owe a great allegiance to the wonderful culture that has come from this part of the world. And what do we see? We see these decadent Americans and their friends in the Western NATO countries backing a absolute destruction of this beautiful and very important country. Some actually say that the original Garden of Eden from the Bible was on one of the islands called Socotra in Yemen. So what's happening, I think, is a kind of travesty of anything to do with what international relations and culture should be. Of course, this is not the will of the American people or the Saudi people or the British people or anyone else who's been sponsoring the attacks on Yemen in the past and is now backing the Israelis in this genocide. This is a tiny, tiny number of elite people who have literally captured our governments here in Britain, in the United States and elsewhere, particularly in Israel, who have weaponized their power to destroy some of the most beautiful places on earth. And obviously Gaza is one of them that's now rubble. It's an absolute gem if you go back to before the Israeli occupation. And so my heart goes out to the people of Yemen who suffered so much over the last 10 years and are now finding their feet. As the proxy war has fizzled out, the people are now able to fight back. Now, I can tell you that if they really wanted to, the Harry S. Truman and the Carl Vinson, these massive American aircraft carriers, could be at the bottom of the Red Sea. But what's happening is the Yemenis are saying, look, just go away, get out of our neighborhood. Just as the Americans would say if there were hostile warships in the Gulf of Mexico.
Exactly. Mr. Gosling, Donald Trump repeatedly claimed to be the anti-war president. America First was his slogan. How do you think the war on Yemen in support of Israel is going to impact the American society?
Well, it's a good question, how it will impact American society. A lot of this stuff comes through the filter of the mass media, and the mass media in the West ignores much of what's going on. If it's inconvenient to, or makes its government or misgovernment, its fascist government, or whatever, its dictators, who are very unpopular amongst the people, if it makes them look less popular, then there are some strings are pulled and stories just don't appear. Because the idea is that anything which is... I mean, when I was working in the mass media myself, I came across this occasionally. Hey, Tony, that's the wrong story. And that's all it takes from an editor to drop a story, to spike a story, to kill a story. And so we don't see, for example, the pictures of the Yemenis fighting back very much. And also there's very little connection made by even by the top BBC correspondents between the Yemeni war and the genocide in Gaza, which, by the way, we've seen over the last few days some horrific, even more horrific statements by the Israeli high officials, basically announcing to the world that it is a genocide that they're conducting and literally blasting out, megaphoning their war crimes around the world as if they're somehow proud of the disgusting creatures that they've become. So we have to understand this in the context of everything that's been going on in Israel, and also the fact that largely the world systems have failed. Even the International Criminal Court this week has said that they're going to give Israel another 6 months to respond to the actually, maybe it's the International Court of Justice, sorry, to the South African, quite correct, in my view, accusations of war crimes and genocide. So the international system is failing us. International courts are failing us. I think the only thing that's going to help this whole situation is action on the ground to support the Palestinians.
Tony Gosling, historian and investigative journalist, joining us from Bristol. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you. You're welcome.